Now, July was a particularly grim month weather-wise across the country, and even with a few sunny spells in some parts of the country today, mercifully over Croke Park, many staycationers are experiencing the joy of a holiday in the lashings of rain, with thunderstorms thrown in for good measure for some of them today. So Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather, is it going to get better?
Well, certainly it's going to remain a little bit more unsettled than we'd like, and unfortunately temperatures are going to drop back. So while it is 20 degrees at Dublin Airport at the moment, it's going to be much cooler for the weekend. The main message will be bring the brolly for the weekend, because it's going to be a mix of sunny spells and showers, with Bank Holiday Monday probably looking the driest of the weekend. But it is going to be a mixed bag, unfortunately. No sign of any great heat wave like they're experiencing in some parts of Europe.
And Tuesday is going to be another downpour?
Yeah, unfortunately it does look like at the moment there's going to be a nasty system crossing the country on Tuesday, with a spell of wet and windy weather expected. The only good thing is, Sonia, after that there is now beginning to be more consensus on the weather models that things may well settle down towards the end of next week, with the promise of some more settled and possibly warmer weather. It's a little far out yet, but if we're looking for a little bit of hope, if like me you have a week planned in Kerry coming up soon, then there is some hope appearing on the weather charts.
Yeah, but as you know from your own attempts to go camping, and I've seen you tweeting about it, the weather might look like it's going to be good and then it doesn't turn out to be half so nice. That's been the story of this summer. All the time the weather models show next week it might get better, the week after it might get better, and then it doesn't. The fronts come along and they start crossing the country.
Yeah, certainly had a lot of false dawns, and you're right, it is very hard. I mean, the east this morning was lovely, and then obviously you've seen the thunderstorms over Dublin in the last hour with torrential downpours and thunder and lightning, and it has been very hard to plan anything outdoors. Valencia and Kerry actually saw over 100 millimetres of rain in the last 5 days. So if you were staycating down in Kerry in the last week, it's been an absolutely awful. I would say that it does look like it's not going to be anything like that now for the coming days. So It's going to improve a little bit, Anya. We'll try and keep some positivity, and maybe just this time the weather models might stick with the good weather.
But it's been some year, hasn't it, 2020? I mean, we were talking to Quills in Kenmare yesterday, flooded out. We've seen bog slides. We had that remarkable dry spell, and then we practically had a drought all over the country. We've had plagues of locusts in other parts of the world. The hurricane season's getting going in the States. It all seems to be annus horribilis, doesn't it?
2020 certainly is going to be going to obtain a lot of chapters in the history books going forward for many reasons. And unfortunately, the weather has been very unusual. As you say, we had a very warm and exceptionally dry spring. We had, the drought was a real issue. But we've gone from that, unfortunately, to one of the wettest Julys now on record at some stations. So hopefully, maybe things will start to settle down. But unfortunately, you're right. And at the moment, we are escaping maybe, mightn't sound like a problem, 44 degrees. But some parts of Spain and Italy are forecast to hit 44 degrees today and tomorrow, with red weather warnings in operation in Italy. And unfortunately, many parts of Spain on orange weather warnings for high temperatures. So I suppose maybe 19 degrees is better than 44, aren't you?
All right. Well, listen, we wish you the best of luck on your holiday in Kerry. Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather, thank you very much indeed.